You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Huge show for your Thursday today. Dr. Howard will be here to talk a little wellness a little bit later on. We're going to talk about how we can reclaim New York. The ADF is going to fight for religious liberties. The vice president's daughter is going to stop by. And we start with all things 2020 with a professor of political science from Iona College, Jeannie Zano. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
627. Well, here it is. It's official. Former Vice President Joe Biden, in an online video today, officially declared his candidacy for president in 2020.
If we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
That was this morning, very early this morning. You went to bed last night. Joe Biden's not in the race. You wake up this morning. Not only is he in the race, evidently we're all Nazis. But we're going to get to talking about this with the soundbite that you heard there was, of course, the morning man of one of the stations I'm heard on, AM 970 The Answer in New York, Joe Piscopo, the morning voice there, breaking the news as the vice president decided, the former vice president decided to roll out his official campaign announcement via video this morning. Here to discuss what it means that Joe Biden has gotten into the race, how it affects the impact of not only the Democratic field, but maybe the outlook for 2020 overall, is a professor of political science at Iona College. Dr. Jeannie Zano rejoins us. Dr. Zano, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Good to talk to you always.
Let's talk about, first of all, which Joe Biden is getting into the race. Is this the moderate Joe Biden that appeals to the Rust Belt and union workers and goes to church and all that stuff? Or is this a Joe Biden trying to elbow his way into a very kind of progressively socialist field that is getting crowded by the second?
Yeah, I mean, he's the 20th major candidate to enter this race early this morning, and obviously the one that comes with the most name recognition, but also the most baggage. And he is entering a Democratic Party that's very, very different than the one that he has known in all his years in office. It's even since he left office as vice president, the party has moved increasingly to the left. So to your point, the old Joe Biden, that was sort of this, you know, guy that would appeal to the Rust Belt, would go to church. You know, this Joe Biden is going to have to contend with a newly formed Democratic Party. And I think he's going to have some challenges as he tries to do that in the primary. So to answer your question, I think we're going to see a little both. I think we're going to see Joe Biden more on the left in terms of an apologetic for some of his earlier stances in the primaries, and moving increasingly to the center. And I'm not so sure how that's going to work for him.
The calendar makes it harder for the Democrats this year, because at least from a traditional Clinton model, if you go back to Bill Clinton's strategies, because California comes up so early in the calendar that everyone is racing to that left lane to try to get that big bucket of delegates that state holds.
Yeah, I mean, it works in two ways. So you're absolutely right. This is a completely new calendar with California moving up. This thing is going to be decided very, very early, which means the general election is going to go on and on and on. And what that means is, as you mentioned, for people trying to vying for California, of course, they're going to be moving to the left, but it also means that money is going to matter an awful lot. So while the progressives on the left have been focusing on small donors, for instance, it's not going to be about small donors in the end. It's going to be about, can you raise the big money it takes to sweep across the country? And that's where Biden does have an advantage. I mean, he needs to go after that big money, and he's going to be accused of, you know, not going after those small donors in the way progressives would like him to.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. My colleague Katie Pavlich was on Outnumbered earlier today on the Fox News channel, a channel you and I both appear on. And she pointed out that many in the Democratic field have pledged not to take big money. Joe Biden has conspicuously not refused to take big money. So.
Yeah, and it's such an important point. He would be crazy to make that pledge because at this point, that is his way to potentially, if he can, winning this thing. He's going to have to out-fundraise everybody, and he is going to have to blanket the country because he is, you know, for him to focus on small donors would be a losing strategy,
right.
And he's going to have to hope he wraps this thing up early.
Well, and here's the question, Jeannie, because, you know, Bernie Sanders basically has had an operational presidential campaign fund since 2015, and rumor has it he has somewhere around $26 million already banked. Joe Biden's holding his first fundraiser tonight, and he's hoping he can come away with $500,000 by the end of the evening. He seems to have a very tough hill to climb on that front.
He does, and this is why it was problematic for him to wait, and he kept waiting, and this is why people supporting him said, you've got to get into this thing, because if you don't, you're not going to catch up to the Bernie Sanders of the world, because Bernie has been, you know, he's been running for a long time, and he's got the money banked up, and so that is going to be Joe Biden's issue. He's got to go out, and he's going to have to raise money, and you can bet he's going to be hit hard from the left over the amount of money he's going to be trying to raise in big dollars.
Well, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Justice Democrats have already issued a couple of memos today saying that he does not represent the Democratic Party of today, and it looks like they're actively working to defeat him. Are you surprised that he did get in? I mean, he's going to be 78 if he wins the election and gets sworn in on election on Inauguration Day. Does he have a fight left in him?
I am personally surprised. You know, I get that there are big egos involved, and of course he would, you know, more than anything, this is something he's done before unsuccessfully. He would like to do it successfully. But to do this at this point in his career, he is going to be beat up on the trail, as is his family. Unfortunately, that's the way politics is. And he's entering a party that's incredibly different than the one that he, you know, he is used to. So, you know, to me, I am personally surprised he decided to do this. You know, and I also think there are questions to be raised about the ability of people at a certain age to do this to themselves physically. I said the same thing about Hillary Clinton. It is a grueling, grueling schedule for anybody,
right.
And it gets tougher as you get older.
Well, and I talked with some people that worked on the Trump and Hillary final campaign legs, and it was interesting to see because down the stretch, she was only able to handle about one trip per day, leaving, you know, the White Plains area and then going out and then hitting, you know, getting back to New York. Trump was hitting four or five states a day. Now, he's older, but he's in better physical condition. And I think that you're going to have a similar situation with either Bernie or Biden if the two kind of front runners are one of the ones left standing. But let's say Biden doesn't work out very quickly, Jeannie. Who do you think is the heir apparent? Is it the Bernie bros who got really ticked that they got cheated in 2016 by the Hillary organization? Who stands to win if Biden falters?
If Biden falters, I mean, ideologically, it should not be a Bernie Sanders, although I would say in the last few weeks, particularly on this question of impeachment, we have seen Sanders try to sort of capture a little bit more of that middle. But ideologically, it would be somebody like a Mayor Pete, potentially, or it would be like an O'Rourke who would benefit, or maybe a Klobuchar. You know, Hickenlooper, perhaps, who would benefit. But all those people way, way behind, obviously, the vice president at this point. I think the person to watch out for at this point, given the calendar, is Harris, because
yeah.
She is going to be moving into California, where she should do very well. So I would say she probably is the beneficiary. She's been a little slow. She was a little slow on this impeachment thing. I think there's questions to be raised about how that campaign is organized. But I would say she's somebody really to watch at this point if, you know, if the vice president, you know, somehow falters.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, and I hope that people will follow your Twitter feed. Dr. Jeannie Zeno is one of those people that I love talking with. Even if we don't always agree on everything eye to eye, she gives me her best perspective on it possible, and I'm always grateful. You can follow her on Twitter, by the way, very simply, at Jeannie Zeno, J-E-A-N-N-E-Z-A-I-N-O. And she'll be back with us frequently, I have a feeling, Dr. Zeno, during the election push over the next couple of years. So thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Great to talk to you.
As always. All right, coming up a bit later, why do we need to reclaim New York? Jaden Horan will join us, and also Dr. Douglas Howard going to weigh in on some wellness ideas for this Thursday before we're done. It's a big, busy Thursday. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. When Joyce Smith's son falls through an icy lake, all hope seems lost. But Joyce refuses to give in. Breakthrough, the movie, reminds us that even when facing impossible odds, faith and love create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. Based on the inspirational true story, Breakthrough is a movie that could resurrect your faith and point your friends toward the God of miracles. It's in theaters now. It just opened last weekend. Learn more at breakthroughmovie.com. And because each of us could use a breakthrough in our lives, why don't we pray this prayer? Holy Spirit, breathe life back into my country. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet. Every single week, we at Kevin McCullough Radio hope to bring you a little bit of help by getting one of the most esteemed lawyers in all the business to answer one of your questions right here on the air. Ask Mike Connors is what we do. Ask the Lawyer is the name of his show, and he answers a question with us each week. And Mike, this week's question comes from Nancy. She says, Mr. Connors, can a will be deemed invalid if an attorney's signature is missing? Pretty good question, because sometimes this does in fact happen, I guess.
Well, it does. The law in virtually every state in the country is that the will has to be witnessed by two independent witnesses. In other words, somebody who's not named in the will, somebody who's usually not a close relative. An attorney does not technically have to witness a will. So now, if for some reason the attorney was one of the two witnesses and somehow he forgot to witness the will or she forgot to witness the will, then it's not valid. But if two other witnesses sign, it is a valid will.
All right. Well, that seems pretty simple then. Just get two living, breathing people to say that they witnessed it and to sign it, and you're in good shape.
Yeah. I mean, you don't. It's better to have an attorney witness your will, but yes, it's okay. A valid will.
And wills are something that, friends, you should take seriously. And there was no one on the planet that was more helpful for the lovely bride and I getting our will in place than Connors and Sullivan. And his team is standing by to help you right now. In fact, if you call 718-238-6500, they will begin that process for you to make sure your will is what it needs to be today. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You can also ask Mike your own question, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. You might hear it answered right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And additionally, he might answer it on his broadcast Saturday mornings at 8 on Ask the Lawyer on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, almost everybody around me has the allergies and the sinus and the colds and the stuff, and I hear it all the time, and I don't get it anymore. Do you know why? Because about 3 years ago, when I used to get chronic bronchitis every time the weather changed, I started taking Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. I haven't had a cold, the flu, even allergy problems since. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and your body just basically passes them on through. No, Balance of Nature is different because it's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, is the equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, I promise you, you're going to feel great. Better skin, lots more energy. Improve the quality of your life. Right now is the time. Now, here's the best reason why to do it right now. The price of produce, you know, it fluctuates during the year. And as the prices go down, Balance of Nature is giving you an opportunity to lock it in and get the best price possible and free shipping for the next year. Have the confidence to know that you're going to get Balance of Nature at the best price possible. Call in and lock your prices on fruits and veggies and get free shipping on every order. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. You've got to use my discount code, The Mission. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. That phone number again, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their cost of goods skyrocket as delivery trucks pass down their added cost to consumers. No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, honored to be able to talk about the news of the day every day with you. Thank you for helping us think it through. We want to be clear, and that's one of the reasons why I like to set the front page aside every now and then and focus on some of those things that also enrich other areas of life. And when I think of my next guest, last time she was with us, she and her mom were in the studio, and besides sharing the name of my only daughter, I love the concept behind what she's done with her writing. And Charlotte Pence, daughter of the vice president, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. You have turned into quite the prolific writer in just the last year or so. How many books have you published in the last 2 years?
Thank you so much for having me. I have published, this will be the third one. So this is the second in the series my mom and I have done together. And then I did one on my own that was kind of more of an adult read about, you know, just living in a political family.
Yeah. Well, and that one's called Where You Go, Life Lessons from My Father. And we didn't do an interview on that one. So I apologize that we didn't get that in. And I apologize that when you were in New York, we missed you. Somehow Eric Metaxas snatched you up and we didn't get you over to our studio. But I'm glad you're back with us today. Hey, you know, before we get to the book, 2020 is like a blink away. Are you ready for another whatever that's like when the campaign season kicks in?
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, growing up in a political family, I think that, you know, you're kind of used to election cycles. So it's kind of interesting to see everything start, and we're excited to see it.
Do you enjoy the campaigning, or is it more of a drain to you?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, actually, I talk about that a lot in the Where You Go book, because he was on the campaign trail with my parents in 2016. And so it's really fun, actually, when you're together as a family. I think it just makes it so much better. So we got to really see the Trump family working together in that way. And we were able to do that. And it's really inspiring to meet all the people out on the campaign trail. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot different this time, because the president's going to have a much better organization from kind of the very beginning. And it doesn't appear that he'll be having to decide any, like, who's going to be his vice president issue this go around, which should make it a little bit simpler process for you guys as well. Well, congratulations on all of that. And obviously, I'm pulling for your dad and for the administration in the next go around. Let's talk about Marlon Brando. Because if people weren't here the last time you were with us, this is a cute little bunny that came from where? Where did Marlon Bundo come from?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. He's a real bunny. Some people don't know that. He is a pet of our family, and he actually was my college pet. He was in a short film that I made, and so I kind of had him with my group of friends. And when we moved to D.C., it just became this weird media story, I guess, that we had a bunny. And so my mom and I kind of talked about maybe doing a book and her doing the illustrations, which she's done for these last two books, which are just absolutely gorgeous.
Right. No, they are. They're very beautifully illustrated. And that's kind of, I think, probably a fun idea to be able to bite this concept off and do it with your mom. What are the challenges of working on a project like this with mom?
You know, it's fun. We have kind of started doing this right when I really, like, moved away. I moved to California last year, and now I'm back at grad school. But it was fun because we were able to really do it at a time when we weren't physically living in the same place. So it's a cool project to be able to collaborate on, and then you're kind of in touch all the time about it. And it's just been a really, like, a fun, special thing to do.
Where does Marlon Bundo go in this new release?
Yeah, so this one is really all about kind of the values of America and a lot of the freedoms that our country was founded on. And so we actually have him touring around Washington, D.C. So he kind of goes around. It kind of starts with him being confused about some of the words in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then he goes around and kind of visits the different monuments and memorials all around D.C. So it's a great book if you're headed to D.C. For the summer, or if you want to go to D.C. or you want to teach your kids more about D.C. and our country.
Yeah, and everything is done through kind of his perspective. My kids love the first one, by the way, Charlotte, and they're
thank you.
As I said, my namesake is your namesake is my youngest. She's four, and then we've got a 6 and a 9-year-old, and they all thought it was the first one was a lot of fun. I've not gotten my copy of the second one yet, so we're working on that. But congratulations!
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, is it true? Did Dad actually take the bunny to the executive office?
I don't believe he's been in the office. I believe that my parents have taken him to the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. So, yeah, so that's been he hasn't been in the West Wing, but he's been to that part of the White House for an event I believe they did with military families. So he's technically been to the White House, but he has not been to all the places in the book. That's fictionalized a little bit.
And am I seeing this correctly, though, now? He's now tweeting? This bunny is multi-talented.
I don't believe that's our Twitter. I think someone made, like, a fan Twitter account for him, but he does have an Instagram. So that's actually why we ended up doing the book, was because his Instagram got very popular. It has way more followers than I have, which I think is really funny. And so people just really, I think, attached to this, like, cute little bunny in Washington, D.C.
Is it because he just has mad good selfie game? Like, how'd that work?
Yeah, no, I'll post pictures of him kind of around our house or at events or anything that he's doing. And then in the book, we actually ended up taking a little stuffed bunny around to some of the different monuments, and we were taking pictures so my mom could paint all of those pictures. So Marlon did not actually go to those, but we did have a stuffed little prototype there.
Yeah. What do you want to do long term, Charlotte, when you're done with grad school and you're on to the next stage of life? What's your goal?
Yeah, I mean, my dream has always been to be a writer. So that has really been something I've always wanted to do. So it's super special for me to be able to do these books with my mom. Kind of starting out, I mean, my first book that was published was the first Marlon book with my mom. So I definitely want to continue to write. I'm studying religion and literature and culture right now. So that's kind of my focus. So I'd love to just be able to keep writing and commenting
on that. All right. Well, we could always use great writers communicating great truths in every stage of life. So I wish you well on that. And the next time you're in New York, tell Metaxas to go take a leap and you guys come see us instead next time.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlotte. Have a great day. Charlotte Pence, the daughter of the vice president. When we come back, Reclaim New York has some issues they want to bring to your attention. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, every Friday, it's my joy to sit down with Governor Mike Huckabee and talk about his big weekend show on TBN, the new TBN, Huckabee Today, their highest-rated weekend broadcast. Well, did you know that starting this last April 22nd, just this week, they launched their first daily original program in a number of years, and it's called Better Together. It's a show made by women for women, encouraging women in a way that shows like The View just refused to, because it's spirit-filled conversation about friendship, identity, finding your voice, and so much more. Lori Crouch, Victoria Olsteen, and Christine Kane authentically discuss life and faith. Better Together tackles a variety of topics, including friendships, toxic relationships, identity, social media, intimacy with God, children and family, and how to hear God's voice. Each week, the topics will change, and we want you to join the circle for some genuine dialogue. It's called Better Together, and it's now weekdays on TBN. That's Better Together on the new TBN.
People who frequently consume green leafy vegetables tend to have better memories as they age. Green leafy vegetables, they're good for your brain and memory, and also your heart. And getting your greens has never been easier with SmartServe from Invite Health. Every serving supplies 14 kale leaves, 4 spinach leaves, and a broccoli florette. All farm fresh, green leafy vegetables. SmartServe is organic, non-GMO, sustainable, and vegan. It's never been sprayed with anything. If you don't have time to go from the farm to the table, SmartServe is from the farm to the capsule. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of SmartServe for $19.95 risk-free. Double up and get free shipping. The regular retail is $52.95. For SmartServe, call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Did you know back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401k, IRA, and even your bank accounts? Yes, I said your 401k, your IRAs, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary? Yet this has already been done in 8 countries over the last 7 years. Get the facts by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all this was set up to help manage the out-of-control national debt. And learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing those funds into another alternative, precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have that peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or visit landmarkgold.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so Reclaim New York, you know they're one of my favorite groups. I love the fact that they're speaking up and speaking out, and they're calling people's bluffs when they're put up there. And unfortunately, in the tri-state area, we've got a lot of bluff calling to be done because both states are in total and abject messes, and they seem to want to make that worse almost every day. It's just something Governors Cuomo and Murphy wake up trying to do. Anyway, Jaden Horan is part of Reclaim New York, and he rejoins us. And Jaden, a lot of people were disappointed that the congestion pricing thing went through. And for people that don't know what that is, if you come to New York City, they want to charge you another tax to just drive south of 60th Street if you're in Manhattan. That's basically the idea. But this is going to abjectly impact, you know, people in the outer boroughs. It's going to impact people in New Jersey. It's going to impact visitors to the area that happen to drive in. And so there's all this still angst about it, even though it's become more or less the law. And one of the people that were most upset about it was Governor Murphy and the state of New Jersey. Now, supposedly, they're going to try to work out some sort of deal. But bring us up to speed on what has happened on this issue and where these two states stand with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure to be on, Kevin. So New York and New Jersey have a history of collaborating and working together. Obviously, many people work in New York City. They live in New Jersey. They share the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. It's the airports, the ports. And so naturally, the governor of New Jersey, Governor Murphy, thought after his conversation with Governor Cuomo that they had reached some kind of conceptual agreement so that the residents of New Jersey would not have to pay this new tax to get into Manhattan. And apparently, while Governor Cuomo did not hit back himself personally, he had surrogates through a transit agency say that they had no idea what this was. And so, you know, my sources are saying to me that likely, you know, the governor of New Jersey is facing incredible political heat over the fact that the neighboring state, the state of the same party as he belongs, the Democratic Party, that they are doing this to New Jersey residents, and that you need to bring home the bacon. So he thought that he had brought home the bacon, Kevin, but guess what? He didn't bring home the bacon because congestion pricing, which is going to come to a city near you for most of you listeners out there, is a scheme to tax people to drive on things, on roads that they previously do for free. It is entirely predicated on raising money, which means they need to leave, they need to minimize as many carve outs as possible and exemptions. So there's no way in holy heck that the governor of New York or its transit agencies would exempt 155,000 commuters from Jersey from paying this tax because they need the money in order to raise the $1 billion per year to fund MTA.
Right.
So in the subways. So what we're talking about here, Kevin, is essentially that the governor of New Jersey had thought that he had reached some agreement with the governor of New York to bring home the bacon and make things less painful for residents in New Jersey. And it looks like it's not true, which shows that there's yet more confusion over what this congestion pricing actually is, who it's going to affect, and what the scheme is. Because if everyone is being promised something behind the scenes, but we know the law has passed, and you're right, Kevin, the law has passed. It's the law of the land in New York, but it's not being implemented until after the next election, so none of our politicians feel the pain. And it's all being kicked over to an independent commission so the governor can claim he's not responsible. But we don't know what the carve-outs are going to be or what the carve-outs are not going to be.
Yeah.
So all this has done is increase confusion for everyone that lives in the tri-state area and provided no clarity. And it is further, as we at Reclaim have said, it further undermines the idea that congestion pricing is in fact for congestion. Because if it was for congestion, the endemic traffic, the terrible traffic that exists in New York City, then most certainly they would not exempt 155,000 freaking cars, right? Like, that just doesn't make sense. So if the governor is saying this, a wink and a nod, and the other governor is expecting this, and now everyone's saying it's not going to happen, we really have to question what backdoor deals are being done behind the scenes.
Well,
if everyone is being affected by this.
And the carve-outs that they're willing to make, even if they come to an agreement for New Jersey commuters, Mayor de Blasio is already saying city vehicles need to be exempted. And people are saying, well, if you've got people coming from the outer boroughs, you don't want to be taxing them anymore. I mean, somebody crossing the Verrazano is already paying the most expensive bridge toll in America. And so, again, lots of questions. No one's going to to be satisfied. There's no plan to use the proceeds to actually fix the congestion issue. And at the end of the day, they want to tax you more. Appreciate what Reclaim is doing, Jaden. Quickly, how can people help solve the problem? If New Yorkers are upset and they want to speak out and speak up, what should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we are doing is we are having people go to www.reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing and just let us know, because we are reaching out to a broad coalition. We are reaching out to legislators in New Jersey now. We're reaching out to legislators in New York, whether Democrat or Republican. We've had so many people call legislators out. Legislators are willing to sit down with us, irrespective of their party. So if you go to www.reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing and let us know, we will reach out to you and make sure that our elected officials know that this is not working. And this
reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. Just get to the reclaimnynow.org page and you can find your way from there, but it's pretty simple. Reclaimnynow.org. Jaden Horn, always appreciate your help. Stay with us. Coming up, it's a Wellness Thursday. That means Dr. Douglas Howard's in the house. We're talking the health of eggs. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use that promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. Promo code WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, when you're got a lot of kids in your house and when you've got a lot of hands that get into a lot of things, you know that it's a crazy, messy world. And we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy, especially against the new diseases that seem to pop up out of the blue in schools and at work and at hospitals. It's one of the reasons why we find that it's hard to find a safe, effective, and alcohol-free hand sanitizer that is just as strong as those alcohol-based Purells and other things that you see in the store. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer. It cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. And Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. They've, in fact, got a long line of safe to use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like Zika virus, etc. And that's perfect for the summertime coming up. So take a listen right now. If you're a Kevin McCullough radio listener, you're going to get 20% off if you mention the show when you get your first batch of Durasan products. Go to 3w.durasan.com. That's 844-D-U-R-I-S-A-N. If you want to dial the number, durasan.com. That's durasan.com or 844-387-4726.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Catherine Rabitis, your local New York Life agent, a call. She can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Catherine at 862-254-0878. That's 862-254-0878. 862-254-0878.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, I don't know if you've been with us on Thursdays in recent weeks, but with just one week's exception for the last several, we have been taking a look on these wellness days of these 20 nutrition facts that should be common sense but aren't. And I'm so grateful to have Dr. Douglas Howard back with us to take on the next one, because I have learned, in terms of the wellness segments that we've done on the radio with Kevin McCullough Radio, I've learned more from this series across a wide spectrum of nutritional information than I've learned in most of the conversations I've had outside of this series. So, Dr. Douglas Howard, it's always a pleasure to have you with us on Thursday. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you again.
So we're up to this this one on the list that says eggs are one of the healthiest foods you can eat. And I don't necessarily think that people believe that that's not necessarily the case. But when I mentioned this to you, you said, I love eggs. So what is the good news about eggs? Why are eggs so good for us?
Okay, well, I'm going to start at a very basic aspect. It's interesting. The word protein in German, how you say the word protein literally is called Eiweiß. So Eiweiß means protein, directly translated. But if you break the word down, it really means egg white. So a perfect protein, and what was always considered the perfect protein, was the egg whites of an egg.
Huh.
Which is interesting. And so, and then all of a sudden it's the worst thing, and then they said, well, get rid of the yolk, and, you know, well, we could go on about this. But what's really interesting is once, well, how eggs started getting demonized were obviously because of cholesterol, right?
Right.
So they started saying, well, oh, yeah, eggs have a lot of cholesterol, da-da-da-da-da. You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Unless it's from a doctor who really won't keep up with the times. But that's pretty well been withdrawn. I love the fact that I never jumped onto this fad. It was a fad. You know, it was a health fad that medicine jumped into. And so once Susan and I, we were in Russia once, and we were checking up on some of the studies we were having done on Balance of Nature and the university. And one of the professors at the university, he was telling us, he said, oh, I had the great opportunity to go to New York. Well, you know, since I'd last seen you, I said, great. Yeah, I went to a medical symposium. And he said, what I found the most interesting thing, my colleagues and I from Russia, we went in and we saw these special eggs with reduced cholesterol. And he started laughing. He said, number one, how do you do this? And number two, whoever said eggs were bad for you? He said, we discovered cholesterol here in this country, which is true. Russia actually discovered the link to cholesterol.
Huh.
But he said, but we never said eggs were on that list. We only said that if there's there is a correlation, and not a definitive correlation, between high cholesterol and heart disease. Now, they never said that if we could artificially reduce cholesterol, it would fix heart disease either.
That's very important.
That's very interesting.
That's never been made, that correlation. And because, anyways, we go on about the whys, but it's just so interesting. He said, I find this quite interesting. So I did medical, part of my medical training in Russia. And that was one of the things that was never, never a part of controlling cholesterol. To control cholesterol, there's three things you have to do. You have to control your diet, which is good, but not eggs. And that's only really, honestly, a smart of it. And the biggest thing is you bring in things that help your body control the cholesterol because you're producing cholesterol. Cholesterol also is your friend. People forget that you can't make hormones without cholesterol. Do you want a lack of hormones?
No, not for a lot of reasons.
So. Okay. Yeah. But many hormones, insulin's even a hormone. But
right.
All of these things, and cholesterol, one of the greatest hormones that we talk about that people don't realize, we call it vitamin D. It's not a vitamin. It is a hormone. And you can't even make it in your body without cholesterol. That's why we're having all this vitamin D deficiency is because we're lowering people's cholesterols way too low. Anyway, I don't want to go off into that too far, but I just want people to understand eggs are good. You don't want to live on them constantly. But in the history of all the world, the three things that the people had with them was a cow for milk or goats, either milk from a cow or goats, and they carried honeybees with them, and they had chickens that would lay eggs for them. And if they were starving of everything else, they had that and could live healthy, healthy diets. You always heard of the land of milk and honey. These things are all good for you. We demonize them. Later we'll talk about milk. But so cholesterol itself is a very important function for so many things. And the ways we should be working it and balancing it is activity. Through our activity levels, then we control cholesterol. And through our diet and getting some sunshine. And when I say diet, eating things like oats and, oats and other chemistry that helps to control that fat. I've run on and not let you say anything. That's not so good.
No, but but Dr. Howard, the reason that I'm not saying anything is because I'm writing stuff down as fast as I can. And this is encouraging to me because, as you know, I've had some issues with my gallbladder and some other things, and cholesterol's kind of the enemy in that arena too. But I've noticed that if I eat egg whites, I have far less any kind of inflammation or anything like that, and my body responds quite healthy. In fact, it feels like the way it's supposed to when it feels right, and I've grown to really appreciate that, and I'm eating more of them than I've had in the past. But all right, so today, friends, it's very simple.
The key to that, I got to say this one thing. The key to that is you've got to balance it with plenty of fruits and vegetables. I don't want you eating a dozen eggs a day, and that's
right. No, and I'm not nowhere near it.
Only because I said it's a perfect protein doesn't mean it's the perfect chemistry.
That's right.
It's amino acids.
That's right.
Important.
And in order to get the right amount of fruits and veggies guaranteed, there's nothing like fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. I take them every day. I want you to take them every day. And here's the thing, friend. If you take 3 and 3, you get the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. If they were all mixed in a salad, you would get the equivalent of 10 servings of that. Your body takes that and uses it. It helps guard against the allergies and the sinuses and the colds and all the stuff that people are fighting right now. And I have seen that work in my life perfectly. So call today. Lock in your price. Get free shipping for the next year. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. Dr. Howard, always a pleasure to have you with us on these Thursday wellness visits. Thanks for being here.
That's great. Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
The kids across the hall could hear him snoring.
Listen to Steve and Carrie's story about Z-Quiet.
I can't control it. I would try not to. I would try sleeping in different positions. I'd say, well, let me try wadding the pillow up and putting it behind my head this way, or I'm going to make sure I sleep on my stomach or sleep on my side. And I considered the surgery as well because I figured there's no way some product on TV was going to fix a problem that I'd had. And so we buy it. It shows up. I put it in. Didn't have any trouble falling asleep. And remember waking up in the same bed and not having been nudged in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you forgot it when we went to the cabin. That was not fun.
No.
Well, the only time he's forgotten to take it on an out-of-town trip, and it was like stepping back into time.
ZQuiet works for both men and women. Go to GetZQuiet.com and enter promo code SLEEP to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SLEEP to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet.
Are you looking to pursue a graduate education in a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Experience what makes Nyack College's Manhattan campus a unique place to prepare your future. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer a doctoral program and 40 master degree programs. At Nyack, you'll experience exceptional teaching and a caring community. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available along with special programs for working adults. Nyack College places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Learn if Nyack College is right for you at the NYC Grads Program Open House on Wednesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admissions counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu or call 877-626-2236. 877-626-2236 or go to nyack.edu.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
President Obama endorsed.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. He should. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
So why you? Welcome to Delaware.
Yeah, welcome to Delaware, he says. He also one time, when running for president against his former boss, said something about President Obama being the neat, clean kind of African-American that people could really... He also said something about how you can't wander into a 7-Eleven in his state of Delaware without bumping into four or five Indian people. This guy has not even begun to have his real demons excoriated, and there's already stuff coming to mind. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make this very clear. This will be the best day that Joe Biden has on the campaign trail. And I want to go back to that cut that Alex just played for you. Alex, can you play it again for me?
Why didn't President Obama endorse?
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. He should. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Now, so why you? Welcome to Delaware.
Now, welcome to Delaware. Now, so what's interesting about this is, and this is being quoted throughout the media as Biden saying, having said, I asked Obama not to endorse me. I don't believe that. And if that's an actual quote that is attributable to the vice president, I don't believe the former vice president. I believe that Joe Biden very much, very desperately wants President Obama's endorsement. I think what he realized is that President Obama probably wasn't going to endorse him. And so instead of saying, well, why don't you make an endorsement and endorse me? He would prefer the former president not to endorse anybody. But I don't believe him. I don't believe the former vice president. And that's a bad foot to start on. But this is the best day. It's my opinion. This will be the best day that Joe Biden has on the campaign trail, because it's going to get tough and nasty real quick from here on out. But he's in. He's finally in. We'll see how far that goes. I'm Kevin McCullough. Looking forward to the Friday edition. Always got a big show on tap. Most likely, Governor Mike Huckabee will be joining us, and I hope that you will make plans to as well. And in the meantime, if you missed any part of today's show, including what some of you may have missed is my earlier conversation with the vice president's daughter, Charlotte Pence. Go to the podcast page, Kevin McCullough Radio, at SoundCloud.com or on iTunes. We'll see you next time.